The best system in the world. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As Congress heads home for recess, activists are being mobilized to pack the town halls and ask pointed questions to embarrass any congressman who supports socialism. The organizing memo is titled Rocking the Town Halls, and it advises having all your people sit up front and pose the same questions over and over, standing up and shouting back if the congressman is evasive, all part of the American give and take. But what I don't see, what I never see, is what the protesters want to do instead. Apparently, everything would be fine if the government would just stop doing stuff like tinkering with the finest health care system in the world, because that's what we have. Or do we? Last year, the government started surveying patients about their hospital stays. And today, Consumer Reports posted the results online so that for the first time, you can actually look up your hospital. And there's a pattern. Hospitals that gave the most aggressive and most expensive treatment were rated lower by patients than hospitals which gave more conservative and less expensive treatment. When it came to how well the hospital staff informed patients about their medications, 92% of the hospital survey got the lowest rating for staff communication. 92%. That's the bad news. The good news is it's all online now, so that when you get horribly sick, you can reach for your BlackBerry, Google the Consumer Reports rating, and tell the ambulance driver, whatever you do, don't take me there. That's the system the protesters are trying to protect. Actually, maybe the best healthcare reform would be just to buy everybody a Consumer Reports subscription. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.